Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada on hold for a month, but 10% tariffs on certain Chinese-made goods are going into effect. China retaliating with a 15% tariff on products from the U.S., including crude oil and coal. Elon Musk, at the direction of President Trump, has moved to dismantle the U.S. Agency for International Development, which provides humanitarian assistance around the world.
USAID spends $43 billion a year, about 1% of the federal budget, feeding millions of children, bringing food, water, and shelter to victims of natural disasters. But the administration claims USAID also spent millions on more questionable programs.
ABC's Christian Cordero, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, visiting El Salvador, says the president there has agreed to take violent U.S. criminals, including American citizens, to prisons in El Salvador. In Phoenix, immigrants marching against President Trump's immigration policies. This is ABC News. Evacuations underway from certain Greek islands with earthquake after earthquake hitting. It's ABC's Inez de la Cotera.
More than 500 underwater earthquakes recorded in the Greek islands over the past few days, prompting concerns about a potentially more powerful event. People are being told to avoid large indoor gatherings. Schools have been closed and hundreds are evacuating on ferries and planes. Greek officials have also sent special forces and rescue teams as a precaution. Inez de la Cotera, ABC News. Foreign desk.
Insurance company State Farm is now asking California for an emergency 22% rate increase. It says over the last 5 years, it has racked up $5 billion in underwriting losses in the state. State Farm says it's paid out more than $1 billion in claims after the Los Angeles wildfires. And there's hope that car prices might actually come down a bit. Automakers now reportedly ramping up production of less expensive models. Experts say many companies are stuck with too many unsold high-end cars and trucks. This is ABC News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Bucks get zapped by the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost on the road to the Oklahoma City Thunder, 125-96. Milwaukee missing four of their top players, Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton. It was the Bucks' fourth straight loss. Pat Connington.
They're a tremendous team, and that's not a secret. For us, when you're in a game, when you're in a situation like where you're shorthanded and kind of, you know, like we were tonight, you got to think about the things that you can control.
College hoops, the Badgers host the Hoosiers from Indiana tonight in Madison. Greg Gard talked about their win over Northwestern over the weekend.
I didn't think we came really ready to compete right out of the gate on Saturday. So we got that fire lit a little bit. But I thought the group of Janicki, McGee, Amos was out there at time. Obviously, Gilmore did some good things in the first half. We got some energy going and got our juices going a little bit with that group off the bench. And that sometimes we need that.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Grammys are in the books, and the big news of the night was that Beyoncé, no last name, won Album of the Year for her country-themed album, Cowboy Carter. Beyoncé drew 11 nominations, which gave her 99 all-time, and also made her the most nominated Grammy artist ever. Mrs. No Last Name also won Best Country Music Album of the Year. Kendrick Lamar won Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. Chappell Roan won Best New Artist. Brandi Carpenter won Best Pop Vocal of the Year for Short and Sweet. Best last rap album went to Doechii for Alligator Bites Never Heal. Other big talking points from the 67th Grammys, a moving tribute to L.A. firefighters who presented the last award of the night. And Taylor Swift did not win one single award. You have to wonder if Travis Kelce will still dig her in the big way. She'll be back. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds around in the overnight with lows in the lower teens, a northwest wind, occasionally on the gusty side. Even more clouds on the way for Tuesday, highs near 20 degrees. Clouds stay put into Tuesday night, lows again in the lower teens. Right now, it's 13.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Greg Bach is back. We're also going to talk to Abigail Sweats from Fair, Wisconsin, and concerns about the LGBTQ plus community. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Okay. I'm going to tell the list. Johnny pulled his Achilles heel.
Did Achilles tendon. What,
Achilles tendon, I mean. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else is back there.
So he's on crutches.
Oh, hang on. What's Todd doing here?
The theme from Emergency.
I know. Oh, I thought that was...
Hi, right, this is Johnny Gage.
Okay. I thought that was...
No, it was like a Mantooth. Wasn't it something Mantooth?
Yeah. I thought that was Naked Gun.
It's actually, I think it's the same.
It's kind of similar,
I think it is the all same. Right.
Anyway, so how are you doing? You're on crutches.
So I worked out again at the Croc.
That's good.
Four times great. Now I've worked out.
Actually, that's great.
Yeah. I just did the same thing. Just get on the treadmill.
Right.
Little elevation.
Right.
Oh.
Three.
And yesterday, I was going crazy yesterday, maybe a little more, because Nikki figured out how for me to use the earbuds.
Oh.
So I had earbuds on.
You were in the zone.
I was in a zone.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, and it was also, you know, you're sore when you start working out after you haven't been working. Okay, so no big deal.
Did you stretch before you worked out?
Yeah, big time.
You did not. Mm. Yeah, see, that's okay. You stretch before and after. And really, your stretch before and after should equal the time you work out.
Okay, hey, Dad.
Whatever, okay.
So it was sore. Yes. Yeah, but not, you know, just workout sore. Nothing major. 1:30 this morning, I'm dreaming about like something where I'm in pain.
Wow.
And it wakes me up. It's like, oh my God, what the heck just happened to my kid? So I've been up. I grabbed a bag of frozen. Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. You can actually, I'm going to ask you about this. So I grabbed a bag of frozen vegetables, and that's what I use to ice it.
Yeah.
Can I still eat them?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't open them or anything. They're still in the bag.
But you're not going to put them back in the freezer.
That's what I'm asking. No,
I would
eat them today then, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make some soup.
I can't get around.
Yeah.
I'm on crutches. I'm literally on crutches. Todd, you saw how did I look when I wasn't on crutches coming down the stairs
rough,
there?
Real rough.
Yeah.
I can't put any weight on it. No. My Achilles.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do.
Well, with that whole Super Bowl, I might run and get you some.
That'd be nice.
Okay.
But how about, am I going to be in a good, Todd, what do you want to do Thursday afternoon? You want to hang out? I'm going to be dealing with this.
Can you
I'm
going to
be dealing with a torn or pulled Achilles and a root canal on the same day.
I'll back away from this one.
That's going to be a long day for you. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hopefully this loosens up a little bit and.
And all I got is a leave. They don't give you anything else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That might take a while.
I know.
I don't know. You should go get it looked at.
But when you have that, you can't put any weight on. I mean, that's none.
Maybe you should just run down to urgent care after this. It's two blocks away. Just have.
Do they take Medicare or whatever? I ain't going any place because that's gonna cost me $1,200 out of my wallet on Thursday for my dental thing. I'm not going anywhere. There's gonna be another $1,000.
No, I think it's like
I will suffer in silence.
sure.
and this is silence.
Yeah. If this right, is what you call silence, right. No, I don't. I think it's like $45. I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know. Anyway, you should get that looked at. Don't, because if it's more serious, you want to get taken care of now. So anyway, well, at least you worked out. Dan, you didn't pull anything. You just went home. You were feeling kind of good.
I was just walking and lifting. I love lifting and walking. Just my two things. And I shot around a little bit basketball-wise.
That's what did it.
Maybe.
That is.
But he didn't really feel it when it happened.
No, right, not at all. Weird.
So he didn't really pull something.
No, it's just, not like, oh, what did I just do?
Right.
Hopefully.
Yeah. It feels like it's inflamed.
So you're going back to your jump shot?
Maybe.
Okay.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. Okay, that's great. Wow. You really.
I had a heck of a jump shot in my day, Jim.
Uh-huh. So, you haven't done anything in, what, 12, 15 years. And yesterday, you were on the treadmill and you put the degrees up to, what, 3 or something?
About 3.
Okay, that's.
I was walking through a forest in New Zealand.
Yeah, that's awesome, isn't it? I mean, that's just. And you had earbuds in?
Well, I was listening to country music while I was doing it.
That's where the injury came from, right there.
Hey, Tom.
New Zealand and country.
Maybe I strained it trying to give that guy the finger.
Reaching over your seat.
Right. That's kind of a funny story, isn't it?
you can tell it.
Well, I think everybody's been there. Somebody flips you off. Okay. So you flip them back off. Okay.
You know, that's not against the law to flip people off.
No.
You know that?
I know.
You can look it up. It's not against the law.
Because he was sitting there for the longest time. Okay. At a stoplight. Longest. And so I just came a little beep.
And it was green.
And it was green.
Yeah.
I could see he was vaping. It was meant on his vaping type thing.
Okay? Yeah, no, I went to play.
So we're
that.
Going down, and then all of a sudden he rolls his window and gives me the bird. Okay?
Wow.
So I go to, I give it back, but here's the deal. On my passenger side window, it doesn't work. So if I roll it down, I got to go to Downtown Auto, and they got to put it back up for me, and yada, yada, yada. Wow. So I'm trying to get his attention so he can see that I'm giving him the finger, too, but I couldn't get my window down.
And you wanted to make sure he could see it.
I was waving to him, like, to make sure that.
Do you see my finger, man? Come on, this is really important.
I lean all the way over my car.
I won't feel better.
Like, wave, hey!
I won't feel good unless you respond.
Exactly.
Wow.
So that was my day yesterday.
Yes.
Typical day.
That was, and it was just a, I'm surprised if you just, I don't know if I believe you, that you just tapped the horn. Hmm? Really? And he got all upset, and it was a green light. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, well, I'll give you credit for that. I can't say I would have done that.
You would have done it worse.
I know.
I've driven with you. You've done it twice as bad.
Green means go.
I know.
Just, come on. It's been 16 years.
Jim could actually roll down his window to get
I know.
That. I'd have done that, too.
You're better suited for that.
Yeah.
It's tough if you're trying to wave to a guy to get his attention before you flip him off.
I'd have rolled all 4 down.
I know. I've been there with you.
You would have seen me.
I know. I know. So you had a good day yesterday. Boy, we got a big day again today. Today is homemade soup day. You're going to go. We had a big plan today.
We're going to go
soup hunting.
Yes. I might just go with Nikki though.
Go ahead.
You know how you think about something? Now you kind of want to do it.
Like absolutely. If
that gets pulled back, I won't like.
Especially with food. It's always like this. Especially with food.
So I think we're going to go out to a few. We want to go to that. What's the Two Sisters or what's it called?
Soup Sisters. Yep.
And then there's another one. She said she wanted to go to. So, or did you say that last night?
No.
Okay, there's two places.
I didn't have that list with me when you were talking about that.
All right.
Today is hemp day, as in the smokable.
Hemp.
Okay. Sweater day. Remember there's that era where everybody wore sweater, like mid-90s. If you went to a party anywhere, like outside of 4th of July, everybody had like a bright sweater on. Remember Mike Holmgren used to wear the most gaudy sweaters.
Huh.
Remember that?
Ugly sweater day every day.
Yeah,
for him.
he used to wear the most gaudy sweaters. Huh. Facebook birthday day.
Can you believe that? 2004?
Yeah, today.
What?
Facebook.
It's been around that long?
Yeah.
Well, not for me.
Oh, I think it's been around longer.
No.
No.
I didn't get it till maybe 10 years ago.
February 4th, 2004.
Wow.
It launched under the name The Facebook.
Well, no, you know what? Okay. I had MySpace.
MySpace, sure.
MySpace, I had back then. That's right. So I was on that for a long time, I think, before Facebook came around. Yeah, I was on MySpace. Remember the computers where you'd plug it? It's like, it sounded like something out of Star Trek or Lost in Space. Yeah. Sounded like the robot Lost in Space.
A little higher, yeah.
Ping! Oh, man. Today is Wicker Day, Liberace Day.
Just for Jim. Today's
awesome.
Liberace.
Wow. That guy, okay. Most famous guy out of Wisconsin. Just bar none. Just boom. Don't you think?
No.
No, you're going to throw a sports guy.
Well, I'd say Bart Starr. I'd say Vince Lombardi. I'd say Bob Uecker.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no. Oh, Liberace.
Oh, no. Quick poll?
Yes. Absolutely.
Who's more famous people?
Who's Quick got poll? Their own, like,
Liberace
museum?
Liberace or Bob Uecker?
Who's got their own museum? Right? Does Liberace have one in Vegas? He did. Does he still?
Does he have one in Wisconsin? That doesn't count.
I think
Bob Uecker.
If you, okay, a teacher, if they're teaching famous people from Wisconsin, they would talk about Liberace.
I don't think they would.
Over Bob Uecker.
I don't think anymore.
Really?
Yeah, well, he's been gone a while. That's a different era, I think.
Wow.
I think.
He had his own TV show. Bob Uecker was popular, especially to, you know, you sports guys, but.
Oh, no, okay, not Liberace. Sports, he was an actor for 20 years on TV, Bob Uecker was. Yep.
Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Belvedere. Then he's in another one. I mean, he's... A
couple of movies.
Yeah.
Somebody just texted
hosted
in.
Hosted Johnny Carson it's... like 20 times.
Well, you think Liberace, I don't know how many times he was on.
I never hosted that show. I've always wanted to. I think I get Martha Edwards. No, what was her name? Myrtle Edmund. What was her name?
Myrtle.
Ethel Merman.
Yep.
Ethel Merman.
Ethel Merman.
I got to throw this up really quick. Terry sent this in for you. Can you see it on that side? Did it come up?
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah, I remember that one. That's about how I looked.
Yeah. Okay, I would be interested in that poll because Bart
Starr.
I see that
polls.
Bart Starr.
Open up the polls.
Yep. Polls are open. Frank Lloyd Wright just got texted in. Oh. If you've got somebody that you think
that would be a good one.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know if everybody realizes he's from Wisconsin.
Oh no!
But if
they
you throw out all the names, I think Frank Lloyd Wright would be. I mean, he's
what's that place we go? Where do you go see all this?
Taliesin?
Taliesin, yeah. You've done that tour?
I don't know what it is.
It's his house.
You've done it Madison-ish or someplace?
Yeah. And then I think we talked about that. What's fun to do is go there and then go to House on the Rock. Those are two like cool
things.
He wasn't
a great guy when you read about him.
Yeah.
No?
Oh, dark sides.
Yep.
Dark sides. And then a horrible tragedy when his handyman killed the family. Murdered the entire family.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's bizarre. And then he had a little something working, and yada yada. Yeah.
Some more coming in. Who the bleep is Liberace?
Thank you.
Another one that says Jeffrey Dahmer and Ed Gein both more popular than Liberace.
I hate to say that as far as name, and I wouldn't say popular and likable, but no,
more
well
famous.
Known.
They all,
yeah, famous.
They,
let's not say popular. Most well known.
They talk about names and. Right, it's negative or positive.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You got to admit, Dahmer is way up there. He's was in a lot of Wow, he's got a movie.
So I mean, Liberace is in the top three, not even the top three.
Oh no, John, I would say Lombardi.
Yeah,
maybe. No, Liberace.
If somebody said, if you asked somebody in Missouri, where was Frank Lloyd Wright born, they would have no idea. Okay, or where's he from? And they'd say, but if you ask, where was Vince Lombardi from? Even though he's from New York.
Right.
Oh, well, Green Bay. Yeah, I don't think there's
any question.
But yeah, kind of.
It's a, if you just say, forget Wisconsin.
Okay.
Say.
How about notable? Most notable?
But no, just forget Wisconsin. Just
I don't think he's in the top five. He's an honorable mention at best.
No. You got to get you got the wrong question. You're framing the question wrong. Okay.
Police squad.
God, this is funny. Oh.
Love it. All right, we got to take a quick break. We got a great lineup for you. And Tori says, I say we hang him, then we kill him. Back here.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh North teams. February 21st at 6 p.m. is Varsity Gymnastics Conference versus Kaukauna and multiple schools at Kaukauna High. February 22nd is Boys Varsity State Swimming, 9 a.m. at Waukesha South Natatorium. 9:30 is Boys Varsity Sectionals versus Menasha at Menasha High. February 27th at 1 p.m. is Boys Varsity State Wrestling versus WIAA at Kohl Center in Madison. 7:30 is Boys Varsity Basketball at home versus Appleton West. For more events and details, visit OshkoshNorthSpartansAthletics.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered Mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Is it you out last time?
Hey, welcome back.
Hey,
what's going on?
We're having a big discussion of who else is from Wisconsin.
Was Betty White from Wisconsin?
No, her husband was.
Okay.
Alan Ludden.
Yep.
Okay. He would be on the top 10.
I don't think a lot of people. And I'm a huge Alan Ludden fan, but I don't think people know who he is.
Do you think when they had like sexy time, he went into that voice?
The password is.
And then she went, ding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right.
There are some stories about those two.
Well, she was a nude pinup in World War II.
Okay.
I've seen pictures of her. She was a pinup girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah. Happy birthday to one of your favorites, Dan Quayle.
Why? No, I don't. He's not one of my favorites.
He needs an E at the end of potato.
That was not fair to him. That was a staffer that told him that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he couldn't.
I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine.
That guy,
you are no Jack Kennedy.
That guy was a jerk too.
Clint Black is 63. Alice Cooper 77. I'll tell you what. Anybody that talks about what booze can do to you, Alice Cooper's still going, but he doesn't drink anymore.
He is one of the nicest guys I've ever met. Just really kind.
When we had Mark Daniels on the show,
yeah.
He talked about when he went and visited his brother or somebody in, like, Arizona. And I think the group ahead of them were like, or behind, can we play through or can we play? And it was Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
Yeah. I like hearing stories like that.
Yeah.
There's something about you could be a crazy rocker or whatever you want to be. But if you golf, you kind of feel like,
not so bad.
But golfing, if they golf or fish, I feel like.
Yeah. Wow. That's true. I don't see rockers fishing, but you're right.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool.
But don't you feel that way kind of if they golf or if they fish? It's like, oh, well, they might act crazy, but they're – because you have to have a certain discipline for that. You can't go crazy when you're doing – you got to be composed.
Yep.
Oscar De La Hoya is 52. There's also Stuffed Mushroom Day. You ever do Stuffed Mushrooms?
Oh, yeah, I love Stuffed Mushrooms, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Todd, who said we're getting 10 inches of snow on Saturday?
I think Terry said that.
Yeah. Good texter. For all the people who are whining about the lack of snow, this is your week. 2 to 4 Wednesday, 5 to 9 or 6 to 10 inches Saturday.
Yeah, that's a good day to get the snow. Because Sunday, it's Super Bowl, we're going to hang out, shovel. Yeah, that's great. I prefer that over, during the
Terry week. Said, how about the Crusher? I thought he's from Minnesota. To be honest with you, I thought all those guys, Bert Gagne and everybody, was from there.
He was here a lot, but I don't know if he's from here. But
yeah,
you're right.
Chris Farley, Don Ameche, Gene Wilder, Eric Heiden, George O'Keefe, and that's it from Michael. Thank you, Michael.
Gene Wilder out of that group, right?
I would think.
Or Chris Farley.
Chris Farley too was...
Ooh.
Yeah. I still think Liberace is above all that. I do. I really do. I do. I think if you talk to old people.
You're talking to one. I'm right
here. I just think men, women, I just think Liberace, just everybody liked him.
Men, women. I don't know.
Men. It's a ship all filled with men. There's men above and men below.
You know what I like?
In the galley, Butch and Bill and Mike and Spike and one guy we call.
I think I want to hear from an educator. And when you teach, you know, and when
you always teach have class, to go there, don't
well, they're informing our kids. If you say, look, talk about the history of Wisconsin. Do they talk about, they probably talk about the governor, Gaylord Nelson, because of Earth Day. But a famous person, listen to this guy.
Was MacArthur born in Wisconsin? Douglas MacArthur? He might know. You know, I think he was born at West Point, but they moved. He lived in Manitowoc for a long time, MacArthur did. I know there's MacArthur Street.
Wow.
Oh, Terry says Crusher was born and lived in Milwaukee. Thank All you, right. Terry. Did not know that. So anyway, where are we at here, Todd? Who are people saying?
Well, everybody but
Liberace.
Liberace.
Steve Stricker, pro golfer. That's a big name. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what they're saying. They're saying other famous names. I don't think they're saying these guys, Trump.
Oh, I don't know. Liberace. I think that's what the poll is, right?
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, Jim. You're losing badly on this one. You are.
Let me put a poll out there. Anybody growing up scared of Liberace? Raise your hand. He scared the crap
no
out of
question.
Me.
No question. He was just too out there.
He was flamboyant, mirror. Entertainer, just funny.
You know who scared me? You know who I despised? I remember one time we were watching Ed Sullivan or something. My dad made us turn it off. Was Tiny Tim.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I saw him live. I saw him in the airport.
You
in
O'Hare.
In O'Hare. He was carrying his violin, his little bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shocked him.
No, I didn't.
No.
He was looking down, kind of shuffling.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't want anybody to. Yeah.
He was a weird dude. Though.
So weird.
He was so weird.
And we only got one channel.
I would.
This is what he was playing. Yeah. And my dad goes, turn that bleep and bleep off.
You know what? If my dad would have been there, he'd have said the same thing.
Yeah. This, we were not allowed to watch this.
This guy was
too bizarre.
Yeah.
Well, they actually use this song in a lot of horror movies now because it's so creepy.
So creepy. I believe it.
You know, I don't. You talk about it because as. You know, O'Hare, you walk through the different, there's the three terminals. And I saw him there. I was with a friend of mine. I thought, oh, that's Tiny Tim over there. And sure he was, but he's too creepy to approach. Like, for an autograph or something?
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
He looked just the exact same.
Brian says, hey, Jim, time to get the Liberace yard signs out to win this poll.
I
got another one from here. Good call, John. Tiny Tim was scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or did my dad hate him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then Miss Vicky, remember he married her on Johnny Carson?
On Johnny Carson show. And
so Carson made him, but he must have died young, right? I mean, he wasn't.
I don't know. Did he? I don't know. It's funny. Once he had his little thing, then what? I don't know. I don't think he had a second life, did he?
I don't think he did.
Hey, Todd, did you see the movie? You would enjoy this movie, Todd. It's a little weird, but it's about the start of Saturday Night Live.
All right.
And it's like about the day of their first thing. Where the president of NBC came to them and said, listen, forget about it. We're going to run a rerun of a Johnny Carson show. Don't worry about it. You guys don't have your bleep together. They're like, no, we can do this. And it was like Belushi hadn't signed a contract to like 2 minutes before they're on the air. So he wouldn't go on. Dan Aykroyd was kind of a screw off. It's all behind the scenes stuff. And Johnny Carson called. Who's the main guy? Who's still there?
Oh, my gosh.
Lorne
Michaels.
Lorne Michaels. Calls Lorne Michaels. He says, hey, Lauren, good luck tonight. I just want you to know one thing. There's one king of late night TV on NBC, and it's not you. I just want you to know that it's me. Wow. So when you fail, I'm going to be in that spot.
Lauren, let me just.
That's exactly it.
Let me tell you something, Lauren.
It's exactly it. I mean, you could do his impersonation. You got to find. It's a really good movie. It's different, but it's really good.
And that really happened? You really called him and said that?
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tiny Tim died in 1996 at the age of 64.
Oh, he was.
Well, was he quiet for about 1969 till then, huh?
Wasn't a lot of call for that in entertainment.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder what he did.
Well, we had Liberace. We didn't need him.
Great point.
Both very creepy.
The son of Liberace. We're going to send a quick Liberace break. Vintage kids. Rose. Yeah. More after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Well, it appears the relatively mild weather we've enjoyed so far in Wisconsin's good for one thing, game birds. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. Taylor Finger is the game bird ecologist with Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources. They track population of the birds during the winter months, and she says because of the mild winter, looks like they've got good numbers so far.
So the 2024 crow count survey showed that we had a 20% increase compared to our previous five-year average. So we've had two really mild winters, now going on three mild winters in a row here, and we've had really good brood rearing conditions, which is likely the reason that we saw the increase in the number of birds that we did here on our survey. So again, pheasants, we went into this hunting season with really good conditions, as well as, you know, probably fairly solid population going in.
That's Taylor Finger, game bird specialist with the Wisconsin DNR. He said when it comes to things like pheasant and quail, they really don't have an exact population. They use rooster counts to measure the health of the overall populations.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine GoldLite provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and SDS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for Heads Up Seed Treatment.
And did you know February is National Canned Food Month, and the Midwest Food Processing Association wants you to stop and think about those cans of vegetables that you've got. It takes about 2 to 4 hours from the field to the can for something like sweet corn to be processed. And remember, the nutrition stays consistent within those cans. It's also convenient. And remember, fresh doesn't always mean fresh. If you think what you're getting at the grocery store is better quality-wise than what you're getting in the can, they say think again. That fresh food probably has had to travel quite a distance before it reached that grocery store. And remember, cans are recyclable. Find out more at the Midwest Food Processor Association website. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds around in the overnight with lows in the lower teens. A northwest wind occasionally on the gusty side. Even more clouds on the way for Tuesday. Highs near 20 degrees. Clouds stay put into Tuesday night. Lows again in the lower teens. Right now it's 13.
Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info@americanfoodsgroup.com.
It's Amanda with your new Wisco 411, sharing events of all varieties throughout the valley and greater Green Bay area, especially ones that provide support and hope. Tuesdays between February 4th and March 11th from 6 till 7:30 p.m. at the Hyde Family Community Center, individuals can meet together for the Survivors of Suicide Loss Support Group. It's meant to be an open and safe place to share and connect with others. Registration is required as the groups are small. So for more information, go to wiss.fm and click events.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media and WGBW rock star Nikki Zirjev and treasure hunter Bill Blackwell. With a name like Blackwell, you have to be a treasure hunter. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
W rock star Nikki Zirjev and treasure hunter Bill Blackwell. With a name like Blackwell.
For
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. An Amber Alert is issued for a three-month pregnant 16-year-old girl from Beaver Dam. Sophia Franklin was last seen at her home Sunday night. Authorities think she is with 40-year-old Gary Day, who is the father of Sophia's unborn child. Police say they are in a 2014 black Buick LaCrosse with Arkansas license plate BBR20L. They're believed to be heading south. Sophia is 5'9" tall, 186 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Day is 5'7", 165 pounds, with blonde hair and green eyes. Anyone with information on either person is asked to call the Beaver Dam Police Department. More of your money is piling up in Madison. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Wisconsin's budget surplus has been revised upwards to $4.3 billion. That's according to the latest figures from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. It's up from the previously estimated $4 billion. Governor Tony Evers will soon present his budget proposal, which is expected to initiate a series of negotiations with Republicans over how to use that money.
This is the perfect story to show how past history makers continue to influence the modern world. With a Black History Month-related story, here's Brittany Merlot.
Wausau is celebrating Transit Equity Day on Tuesday, February 4th. It's a day cities use to promote public transit as a strategy to combat climate change and means to provide affordable, accessible, clean, and safe transportation alternatives for all community members. The day coincides with the birthday of Rosa Parks, an iconic figure in the movement for social justice and racial equity. Metro Ride will reserve a seat on each bus to honor Rosa Parks and celebrate her invaluable work. Transit Equity Day was established in 2018 by a network of transit rider unions, community organizations, and environmental groups from across the country.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Tuesday morning. Got some text here. Jim, you're biased on Liberace because he loved linens as well as you.
I would.
Thank you, Mike.
I would make that assumption.
Other texts, Les Paul, famous guitar maker, Danica Patrick. Tiny Tim collapsed and died on stage. He's buried in Minnesota. I did not know
Me
that.
Me either.
Wow, that was kind of like quiet. I mean,
yeah, I don't. Because, boy, he came out of nowhere. And it was
wouldn't
so
you, wouldn't
weird.
You feel like he'd be at like doing that like an Elks Club or something? Just some small little church basement.
But boy, if it wouldn't have been for Carson, and I don't think he
made it. That it just, did everything.
He really, I don't know what he attracted him to him, but wow.
Who do you got on there, Todd?
Hey, Kim is on from Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. We're going to be broadcasting live on Thursday morning. Good morning, Kim.
All right, Kim.
Good morning, guys.
Kim, you know what you know what I'm impressed with you?
What's that?
You listen to us every day and you still like us.
I love you guys. I tell everybody I can. You've got to listen to them. It's so entertaining.
Well, thank you.
And your guests are really great, too. So keep going.
Thank you. Awesome. We tell everybody that you make the greatest chicken croissant sandwich in America.
I can't wait for Mino to redeem himself.
But here's it. But get this. Get this. Okay? So, Kim, we're coming to your place Thursday, right?
We're doing a live remote, all 3 hours.
The whole show.
Yep.
From Kim's place, Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. Kim, you know what I have to do right after our show?
A root canal.
Yeah. So I can't eat anything that morning.
We're going to send you home with some things, and hopefully by the time you're better, it'll still be good.
Thank you. Because
I was asking Nikki, what time is your appointment? Is it at 2:30?
I don't even know.
Did you get it?
Did you get it?
No.
Tooth-hurty?
Tooth hurting? You know,
Kim, really? Kim, listen.
John dropped it on you a week or so ago.
Kim, that was kind of funny because John picked up his phone to see what time his appointment was. So you kind of really
I did. Yeah. Hey, Kim, we got a guy here. He's in charge of dad jokes. Okay. It's the only thing he has. That a weird adoration of Liberace. Those are the only two things he has.
And a great dog.
So please don't take that from him.
Todd asked me who is the most famous in Wisconsin, Liberace or Mino. I said Mino hands down. But then Adam pointed out to me that his grandma had a signed photo, autographed picture of Liberace on her refrigerator.
See? She was obsessed with the guy.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No pictures of her grandkids.
See?
But
oh,
was
my
with
God.
Liberace.
Is grandma still with us?
No.
That's what
okay.
I thought. Okay.
But
sorry,
my,
grandma.
So my,
do you still have the picture?
My,
I don't know. We'll have to ask Adam.
Yeah. My, I think
that'd
maybe
be pretty
that's
cool
what
to still
is.
Have that picture, actually.
I think the reason I think Liberace was so famous is because I had an aunt who was crazy about him. And
yeah.
Just and maybe you grow up in that environment, but I still think he's super famous. Yeah. I do. I think.
Was she hoping to date him?
I don't know that he dated a lot of women.
What's this one, Todd?
It says lots of similarities between Mino and Liberace.
Aha, there you go.
Wow.
Mr. Entertainer.
Just because I can sing? Wow. Okay. Wow. So, Kim, what's going on at your great place?
Well, aside from having you guys come and visit us on Thursday.
Yep.
I believe we're talking about the Super Bowl.
Yes.
The
yeah.
S-O-U-P or
S-O-U-P.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And we are super excited that we're able to jump in last minute and be another one of the awesome restaurants that are participating in this event. It's really, really cool. I was watching, I think, Channel 5. The director was on yesterday, so that the NEW community program serves about 250 meals per night.
Yes. Per day.
Was on Terry?
No, Shannon.
Shannon was on? Okay.
Shannon was on.
Yeah.
She's great.
So it's really, really cool that we're able to contribute to this.
That's awesome that you are.
And we've had some great restaurants in there, and we updated our website and everything to add you to that. And we're very grateful. We talked about that yesterday. We had a management meeting, and just thanks for doing this. And tell us a little bit about your soups that you have there. And we also, like Johnny and I said, you know, we sure know your bakery and croissants.
I mean, they're outstanding.
Yeah, so during colder months, we always offer. Oh, I'm sorry. During colder months, we always offer two different kinds of soup. We always offer my dad's turkey chili.
Oh,
it's called
okay.
Pasta's turkey chili. It's a lean ground turkey meat, so it's less greasy. It's got lots of beans, black chili, great northern pinto. It's got
I want that.
Okay.
I want that.
All right.
Sounds good.
I want
it's
that.
It's got a little spice, but it's not overly hot. I like it with sour cream and a little shredded cheddar. Really, really
if I could get one of those to go,
for
I
breakfast.
Would be very happy, Kim.
1,000%.
All right.
Wow.
We, and
then
that does
every
sound
week
good.
We rotate another soup. We make it from scratch right here in the shop. Our girl in back, Heather, she picked creamy chicken Florentine this week.
Oh,
it's a cream-based
good.
Soup with roasted chicken, spinach, mushrooms. We're going to top it with a blend of Asiago Romano and Parmesan cheeses. It's really, really good as well. And I've told her, make sure we got a lot of it.
So can I take home a variety pack?
Yeah, really. This is awesome.
I mean, we'll set you up with both of them when you're here.
Awesome.
So what we'll be doing is we'll be donating 50 cents from each cup that we sell, or for $2 for every quart that we sell to the program.
Great.
That's
and
awesome.
We're really looking forward to it. This is soup for the soul. We're helping others by, you know, feeding yourself and feeding others.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, Kim, when people like you help great causes, we make sure we go out of our way to help people like you. So give yourself a really good plug. Tell everybody who you are, where you are, and the whole shebangy.
Well, certainly not why we do it, but we always appreciate it. We're Vintage Roast Bakery. We've been around just over a year in West Appear, just off the Shoring Road exit. If you're coming from Green Bay, you take a right going towards Hobart instead of towards Walmart, which kind of feels a little bit out of place, but it's really a growing, developing area. One roundabout up, you'll take a right. You'll see us on your left. Once you find us, we're really easy to remember. We have From Scratch Bakery. That's kind of what we started with. My husband makes the most amazing croissant, pain au chocolat, cinnamon rolls, sticky buns, all kinds of things. We also do a full breakfast menu. And a full lunch menu, including those soups, sandwiches, salads, all kinds of things. We do a lot of lunch catering, special orders. We have a drive-up window, online ordering, and we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m.
I think I had your breakfast sandwich that day at the Packer House with
as
Michael
well.
That as well. Yeah,
yeah,
those were really good.
Yeah, that's what's nice about where you are, it's easy to find, and it's not as congested.
Yeah. And what's down there is just bing, bing,
right, it's just
there.
To the right.
Hey, could you take, could you do the other way?
Just out there.
Could you take that access road, if you took Main Street under the highway, could you take that access road
all
to
the
your
way
place?
There. Yep. But why would you?
Yep,
why would
you can just follow it.
Well, I'm just, if you're in that part, and then you go, was it Plank Road or Old Plank? Or
yeah. Plank Road right. and yep. Purveya and all that. Yep. Just kind of yep. wind your way back up.
Yep.
You'll come to a point where you turn left going towards Shearing Road.
That's almost where I used to meet you when you go to Madison, remember?
We would.
Right,
we would
meet at
that. We're right next to Integrity Health and Wellness.
Yeah. Okay.
And Revive is also in the same building.
Dude, there used to be a pizza place there, wasn't there?
Scambotti's. That's
yes.
a little bit further down on Shearing Road. If
okay.
you've reached that, you've gone too far.
Turn around and come back. Okay. All right.
Yep, we're closer to the roundabout.
How did you do something like this, Kim? I mean, what gave you the incentive? What gave you, and I'm going to throw this out there, Jim uses this word a lot of times with young businesses. You know, what gave you the courage and the encouragement to do this?
I mean, the support of everybody that was, you know, we were an in-home bakery, and it was just doing so well that we just knew that we could get more by being more, you know, having a storefront and being able to actually see people face to face and then be able to invite people in. And that's the biggest part about it that we love, is that we've got a place for people to gather. We get to meet people, and people that are there get to meet new people. We love the gathering point.
And so, go ahead.
It was a bold choice. There were a lot of people that told us, especially in this economy, it might be not good timing or whatnot, but no timing is ever perfect to try it. You just got to have faith in it and do your best.
Yeah. And I'm really glad you put in the drive-thru, because restaurants just need that. There's just some of us that, I don't know, don't like people in the morning,
yep.
or whatever. You just, or you're in a hurry.
You want to put your sweatpants on.
And you can't get out.
Right.
If you pulled something and you're using
crutches, she is a good listener.
Man. Right off.
She is a good listener. That's great. But that's great. And I just want to give you a lot of credit, because it does, you didn't do research. The research was kind of done for you. And it's kind of like that.
Due diligence.
Well, that brewery we had on here, it's like, right?
Yeah.
It's like, man, you got to take this stuff to the market. And that happens often. I mean, Colonel Sanders, the guy with the ribs.
Yeah, you got to bring it to them before they come to you.
But if you got all these people giving you that encouragement, I'm glad you took the risk to do that, because I think that's going to really work out well for you, because it's so good.
What's your experience,
it
Kim?
So far. Thank you.
The way you said chocolat was really cool. So did you go to like school in France or someplace to learn how to cook?
Not at all. No, I've, you know, just always been, my mom and I have always baked together, and it's always been about how do you make it better. I've always worked in restaurants. It was my fun time where I wasn't spending money, but I was making some and getting to have that social aspect and meet new people as well. Adam grew up baking with his aunts in Leona. You know, we just have always loved what we do. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people, you don't necessarily have to go to school and get that degree. I've got degrees in all kinds of other things. I don't use them anymore. It's just being focused and disciplined to learn it.
Why did you laugh at what I said, Jim? I thought she went to like pastry school in like Paris. Chocolat.
No, that's what you would do.
Say that again. Kim, say that again.
Pain au chocolat?
Yeah, I love that. Will you say that when we're there?
Yeah.
John, would you like some chocolat?
On demand.
What do you
want? Adam, Mr. Mino would like some more chocolat.
Kim, it's funny what you say about, you know, you didn't get your degree at some culinary school, but Craig Culver, who's very successful, right, in own plane, and he's done a lot, he really just talks about the basics of customer service, quality food, consistent food, good employees, and, you know, that.
Well, when we own that bar.
We're not going to a bar.
Oh, I got a new one for you.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Did you see it? I showed Todd.
You told, yeah.
I told Todd about it. It's in Pulaski.
No.
Living quarters upstairs. What's always been my dream? To live upstairs of a bar.
Yeah, that.
It's turnkey operation, Jim. Kim, listen to me.
2 a.m, he's down there drinking. It's like, I'm cleaning.
I'm going to give you an opportunity as an investor.
Stay away.
And kind of like advisor.
Stay away.
Kim. And I'm not even going to charge
you. I've worked at a place where the owner lived upstairs. I could tell you stories.
Exactly. Yeah.
I could create stories.
So could his mortician.
Wow. Oh, my God. Hey, Kim, can we keep her over?
Sure. Yeah.
Kim, can we keep you over through this break? There's more we want to talk about for coming up on Thursday, okay?
All right. Sounds great.
Back after this. Kim from Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. They are awesome. Back after this.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was just telling a story offstage how I might have accidentally killed a guy on my radio show. So anyway.
Yes.
Hey, Kim.
Get to that later.
You'll get to one later.
Kim's more important.
It was involved with Cherry Bounce. Do you guys serve Cherry Bounce, Kim?
You don't have a liquor license, do you?
Unfortunately, no. We've looked into it. We're hoping to at some point do maybe some type of brunches or events where we would offer a specialty drink, but so far nothing like that.
Okay,
we're
a little mimosa or something.
We're into coffee.
Oh, nice.
Right.
No problems with that.
Love that.
Kim, one more thing. Tell me about, and we always just, we'd rave about your one sandwich, and you've got like so many other things. Go ahead, just give us a little rundown of what else is on your menu. If somebody's driving around this morning, and they're on their, going to be on their way to Appleton or coming into Green Bay, and they're like, hey, that place sounds really good. Please tell me something else that's there right now.
Yeah. So breakfast is from 6 a.m. until 11 a.m. We've got biscuit sandwiches. Adam makes the most amazing buttermilk biscuits. They're the best I've ever had. In fact, before we opened, the plan was for me to make them. He had to do we were doing a photo shoot right before we opened, and it was kind of a quick make something, and they were so good. I said, I can't make them. You can't teach me. Those are yours now. So we've got really good buttermilk biscuit sandwiches. We also use those biscuits to make the best from scratch biscuits and gravy, toasts, wraps, all kinds of stuff. We've got a really good chorizo potato wrap with a fresh avo crema, all kinds of things for breakfast. For lunch, we've got Adam makes from scratch focaccia. We do a really good turkey avocado BLT. It's our most popular seller every day. We also have a really good grilled cheese. Goes great to dipping in with that soup. Strawberry almond feta salads. We've got gluten-friendly pitas that we can do. So if you can't have bread, until Adam makes us gluten-friendly bread, we've got pitas that work for that as well.
Kim, you're welcome to come in studio
regularly.
I tell Nikki, anytime you guys want something, let us know.
Do you have a room where we could put in a little studio? Because we've got one in Oshkosh. I think we need one in Lawrence.
Yeah.
I got a text here, Kim. Vintage Rose has been an awesome addition to the town of Lawrence. The absolute best, freshest breakfast food you'll ever find. Unbeatable cookies. Scotty Biting.
Ooh.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Tell us about the cookies.
That is awesome. The cookies, those are all Adam. And honestly, I'm completely biased, but they really are the best cookie I think I've ever had.
Awesome.
Sea salt chocolate chip, We started out planning on making other ones, but honestly, he could make those all day long, and we still can't keep up with the demand.
Outstanding.
You have to try them.
Is Adam your husband?
He is.
Okay. I mean, that's got to be what a super, to have two people with such a passion for the same thing to be able to really make this work. I think that's awesome.
It's great. And I couldn't do it with anybody else.
Super.
And that's
she sounds like she's in love, doesn't she?
You do.
Because Jim had the look on his face like, oh, I can't imagine working with my spouse.
I just don't always recommend that. And we talk about partnerships.
My mom is there, so that helps.
Okay, there you go. And she always takes your side. So, Adam's the,
He's the odd man out.
That's nice that you've got such a great relationship. Because like I said, Jim and I are like the two old guys in the Muppets. They're up in the balcony just criticizing
I love it.
Yeah, you know, yeah, that's the way
it works.
All right.
That's perfect.
Kim, that's great. Yeah, you need to tell your story. It's 1 year successful. You took the risk. And I think it's really neat that you really listen to people. I mean, we talked last night in class about market research. People don't do enough of that. And you did it. You didn't really, it wasn't a design program, but she got a lot of feedback. Say, hey, you got to take this to the market.
But also, I think we had Scotty on here one day.
Upon getting that feedback, I definitely went around and you got to do the research. You got to know what's around you. And I cordoned off a segment of that area. And what are the businesses? What are the residences? You got to figure that out as well.
But what a great area. We had Scotty on a couple of months ago talk about how Lawrence is just growing and growing and growing.
It really is.
And so you're
we live right down the road conveniently, and it's such a great area.
And got another quick text here.
Definitely growing.
Vintage Rose chocolate chip cookies are so good. They will change your life.
Wow, that's really good.
Is that Nikki?
Read the one above it, too.
I visited Vintage Rose the same day they were on live at your remote. Love the breakfast tacos. Mike from Green Bay.
I remember him. Thank you.
Wow.
That's cool.
People are just coming out of the woodwork here, just raving about your place.
So much love.
Great.
Yeah, can't wait to see you guys on Thursday. Right. I hope everybody comes out.
I can't wait either. I hope we get lots of people there coming to join us for breakfast and everything.
Thanks again for the Super Bowl,
right?
The $2 a quart.
I was just going to say that. Go ahead and talk about that. Both of you guys, go ahead.
I just think it's great that you're participating. Because
that's going on right now.
That is. All week, right?
Mm-hmm. All week?
Right, all week. And, you know, your soups sound amazing, and $2 per quart goes to the new community shelter, and that goes to feed the, 100,000 people that we feed every year. So, yeah, thanks for doing this, Kim. And, like Johnny was saying earlier, everybody wins on this. So, yeah, thanks for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you Thursday.
Thank you so much.
Or maybe this afternoon.
See you soon.
Hey, Kim, I'm going to throw one last quick question. We always do this with young entrepreneurs. One piece of advice for anybody thinking about getting into whatever business they're thinking about getting into on their own.
Do your work, check it twice, check it a third time, and
take the plunge.
I love it. Do your research. Probably people don't
follow
know
your
that.
Heart.
Great stuff.
There you go. Love it.
Kim, Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop, you guys are really onto something big, and we cannot wait to do our entire show from there on Thursday.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Would you do me one favor?
Oh,
what's that?
Make me some hot chocolate.
Hey, I got you.
Thank you. See ya.
See ya.
Kim from Vintage Rose Baker. Man, is she cool, huh?
Yeah. And this
how could
small
that BLT with the avocado sauce?
Oh, that sounds great.
All that homemade.
I know.
That's
those breakfast biscuits they were talking about.
Right, right. I think that's cool that her and her husband are working together.
I do, too. And her mom.
And give that guy some credit. His mother-in-law?
Wow.
Maybe we'll get that story when we're there on Thursday. Adam, get ready.
He'll pull us aside.
Yeah. We don't have a liquor license, but here, you want some of this?
I got a little something under the counter. We'll see you on Thursday. We're going to start a quick break. We come back. A very special guest, Jeannie Bruett, who worked for Ted Thompson and Ron Wolf. She was like that person for the Green Bay Packers for a lot of great years. We're going to talk with her as soon as we come back.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with our old friend Luke Mathers. Join us for that, and what's worse?
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right?
But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tariffs against Mexico and China paused for 30 days, but tariffs against China went into effect overnight. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has China's response.
China firing back. After President Trump's 10% tariff went into effect at midnight, Beijing swiftly retaliating with tariffs on American goods, including coal, liquefied natural gas, crude oil, agricultural machinery, and pickup trucks. China also restricting the export of critical minerals used to produce high-tech products.
Mexico and Canada both agreed to boost border security in exchange for the tariffs being paused. Sources say a handful of people working with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency were spotted at the Department of Education on Monday. They also say his team has access to the agency's records. Musk says he has the blessing of President Trump and the authority to close the U.S. Agency for International Development. Democrats in Congress strongly disagree. This is ABC News.